Greetings to the brightest studiants in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot of mail coming in. I want to talk to you about some of it, including a screenshot of a news crawl from New Jersey. Somebody watching the news on the East Coast early this morning, and it represents a lot of confusion from people in our audience, which is totally understandable, that I'd like to correct. The U.S. Supreme Court just ruled in favor of a Colorado church striking down the artificial limits of how many people could attend a church service. And people in our audience, naturally, they think it's Denver Bible Church. So I'll get to those details shortly. Also, an interesting deposit slip from last week at Denver Bible Church. So funny, so curious. And it reminds me, unrelated, of a caller who called to complain about how we have let air. Over the years, I've described how we've let heirs take back gifts that were left in people's wills to Bob and Yurt Live. And this caller's like, what? You're discouraging me. Why would I even leave anything to your outreach if you don't accept it? So I want to talk about that a bit. Also, Dr. Zhivago, we mentioned that, Doug McBurney and I, on Monday, and made a point about the story about socialist, communist, and how cruel they are, to, for example, to Dr. Zhivago and his wife and kid. But I've heard since, and I stated on the show, I've never seen the movie or read the book, but I've heard from listeners that the movie has plenty of sexual immorality, so they don't recommend it, and neither do I. But the point stands, I was told. Also, coming up on the show, if you follow border news, you might recall from a decade ago, 2010, an ICE special agent, Jamie Zapata, who was murdered by cartel gunmen in Mexico. And his partner, former ICE special agent Victor Avila, has agreed to come on the show to talk about that attack on an open highway. Well, a highway that the government had marked as too dangerous to travel by, but for some reason, they were instructed to take that highway. I think it was incompetence and pride when their supervisor refused to back down. But at any rate, we'll talk to Victor Avila about that case. Also, Patterns of Evidence, their fabulous films on the evidence for the Exodus that we've been promoting. We sell them here. KGov.com, just click on the store, and you will love these films. If you haven't seen them, first, smack yourself in the face. Then, get online to KGov.com and order these films. They are so tremendous. You'll absolutely love them. Well, they've just released, they're working on their fifth film, but they've just released a lecture series on the location at the Gulf of Aqaba. And we are so encouraged that the lecturer has agreed to join us for an interview here at Bob and Yurt Live. So that should be coming up also. Now, a preview of a segment that Fred Williams and I plan to do on Friday's Real Science Radio. You know, when you wear a mask and we're told that it doesn't harm you, it doesn't hurt you in any way, the fact that you're breathing in extra carbon dioxide. If you get enough carbon dioxide, I mean, it is a poisonous gas, right? And the left around the world, they're at war against the carbon footprint, carbon dioxide, except that out in nature, it's plant food. That's what makes forests grow, and plants around the world, including marine plants, that's what makes them grow. So thank you, Lord, for carbon dioxide, but not for breathing it in. And we're told that it's not a problem, that you hardly get any additional carbon dioxide when you're wearing a mask as compared to when you're not wearing a mask. And so we have the numbers here. And the numbers, this is so interesting. We've gone to one of the world's leading journals on aerosols. Did you know there's a journal on aerosols? Aerosol and Air Quality Research. That's the name of the journal. Who would think they'd have entire journals dedicated to such narrow scientific questions and human health issues, of course? They have published extremely careful analysis tests to find out how much additional carbon dioxide you breathe in when you wear a mask. So we have that data, and we could compare it to things that the fact checkers have been saying for months, that breathing in carbon dioxide, like surgeons will wear a mask. And so breathing in carbon dioxide has no effect when you wear a mask, no negative effect. Well, Bob and Yurt Live, we also air Real Science Radio. And in fact, let me take a rabbit trail here. The Christmas cards we've been getting that I wanted to mention, some of them, where's this? From Delphi. Wow. Thank you for your ministry. Bob, please, I hope your wife, Cheryl, your family's blessed. Merry Christmas. Wow, from Delphi. That's awesome. This here, this is from a Diane Morrison, and she writes, "Dear Bob, I've been teaching in Denver Public Schools for 28 years. So this is a lot closer. This originated where? In Morrison, Colorado. I've been teaching in Denver Public Schools for 28 years. I enjoy your radio show, and we love the science programs." Isn't that cool? Isn't it interesting, the forays that we have into different aspects of the culture through being on for 30 years? Hey, we started this show before Diane started teaching in Denver Public Schools. That's pretty cool. So I bring up the science show because we have focused on astronomy for decades. And this is now our third decade completed of broadcasting. And our research and analysis and reporting on the Big Bang predictions, for example, has helped us reach what? Number one in Google rankings, in the top three or so, when people around the world Google Big Bang predictions. And so it turns out that about 5 years ago, NASA worked with Harvard to study the effects of carbon dioxide on their astronauts. So now this is not politically correct, right? This is before 2020. This is before the COVID. And it turns out that when you combine these two published papers together, the one on the effect of higher carbon dioxide, they report this in parts per million. And so the parts per million that is indicated to cause health risks in astronauts and to diminish their cognitive capability, their decision-making capability. Now, the results vary, but the baseline results indicate that if you merely double the parts per million from about 500 to 600 parts per million up to 1,000 parts per million, they have a direct and negative impact on human cognition and decision making if you get up to 1,000 parts per million. So you fast forward to October 7th, 2020, and back to this Aerosol and Air Quality Research Journal, and they report on the methodology, how they conducted this research. They did research on a surgical mask an N95 mask and a cloth mask. And their measurements, very sophisticated. They describe how they did this. And they detected carbon dioxide concentrations in the range of 2,000 parts per million to 2,500 parts per million. There's a plus or minus, and I'm factoring those in, so I'm not exaggerating. From 2,000 to 2,500 parts per million, or even higher. So when you take the study from 5 years ago from Harvard, where they said if you double, so the baseline, we breathe in carbon dioxide every time we take a breath because human beings, animals, when we exhale a waste product called carbon dioxide, which is a nutrient for plants. That's the way God made everything. If there was no designer, you think the output of one entire kingdom of life would be the input for another kingdom of life? If there were no designer? So bizarre, right? The microbes and the insects that crawl over this planet and clean up everything, the mess that everybody else leaves behind, you think that that would be designed into it too? So it's constantly being rejuvenated? Isn't it something, the blind faith that you have to maintain to be an atheist, a materialist, a secularist? So the significant increase in carbon dioxide from the baseline of about 500, 600 parts per million to, if you only double that, according to Harvard and NASA, you get into the range where there are difficulties in cognition, thinking, and decision-making. Now, I mentioned earlier that their results from Harvard were not linear. It's not as the carbon dioxide increased, people's cognitive abilities got worse. There were surprising results mixed in. But that was the baseline result, that you double it and you have a direct and negative impact. Some in the science media called it a shocking result at the time. And this is back in October 2015. So exactly 5 years before the aerosol paper was published. And so they're telling us now that instead of doubling, but you quadruple or quintuple the amount of carbon dioxide that we're breathing in extra because we're wearing a mask, and all the people, countless thousands, me included, who say it's very disturbing to wear a mask, it's difficult. I have three underlying conditions. I mean, they're hardly even underlying. Pretty much look at me and see. It's like they're overlying. And one guy who went into Costco this past week and says he was threatened by a manager. He's 70 years old. And earlier this year, emergency personnel had to restart his heart. And it took 8 tries. His wife begged them to keep trying because their sons were on their way. They'd be here within moments. She said, please don't give up. They wanted to give up, and that's understandable. They kept trying. On the 8th try, his heart began beating again. And you talk to him, and his name is Steve. He's perfectly, you know, he's alive. And so that was earlier this year. Then a few months later, he's at American Furniture Warehouse and they want him to wear a face covering. And he's concerned about his health. But he agrees. So he puts on a mask. And the next thing you know, he's being brought to the hospital. He spends 11 hours in an emergency room. And he's such a neat guy. I've gotten to know him and appreciate him greatly. And he went into Costco as a member for 10 years and said, look, I have a health issue. The Americans with Disabilities Act, an act, by the way, that we don't support here at Bob and Your Live, but Costco does. And that's, you can't discriminate against people for disabilities. And so Costco has this contradicting policy where they support the overreaching restrictions that are being put on Coloradans by the vacant governor's office that we have here, vacant since the last election. I don't even know how they're issuing these things. And overreaching as indicative of the Denver Bible Church lawsuit in district court. We won in district court, and now we've won up at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals because the Colorado Attorney General appealed our victory at the federal district court level to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And when the writing was on the wall in the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of these Brooklyn churches gave them a win in the complaint, the lawsuit that cited Denver Bible Church were mentioned there six times in that case with the Supreme Court win. So the Colorado Attorney General decided to concede, and they filed a motion to dismiss. In fact, that's the one, that's the infamous one. And I'm going to post this. I'm going to post the screenshot of this with today's show summary. And we'll put it back a couple weeks ago at kgov.com/injunction. We'll put it there too. That's where the state of Colorado said houses of worship are in the same category as trash processing. I just read that verbatim. Houses of worship are in the same category as trash processing. You think the gender-challenged attorneys for the state of Colorado, you think they did that by accident? Or they do that on purpose? Of course they did it on purpose. And we're honored to be associated with garbage men. We're honored. And a typical garbage man has far more honor than an attorney working for the state of Colorado. So even though they meant it as an insult, we accept it as a compliment. So these are overreaching regulations, including the masks. There's this great website, wearepaulrevere.net. If you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself, wearepaulrevere.net. And to go to their Facebook page, that was started right here locally, right? I'm asking my producer, studio audience, you guys know Paul Revere, the guy who founded the We Are Paul Revere? Yeah, everybody here knows the guy. Yeah, I know him too. Awesome. Fred Williams and I on Friday will go through these two papers and present an analysis and a comparison looking at the increased amount of carbon dioxide that you're breathing in while you're wearing a mask and comparing it to the Harvard study with NASA saying this is a concern for our astronauts. For example, at NASA's Johnson Space Center, Dr. David Alexander, he is the ISS, International Space Station, crew surgeon for atmospherics. Okay, his job is to monitor the impact of carbon dioxide and other gases on astronauts. And what he said about the study, he said, based on our review of the study and the literature combined with our own experience, and we're talking about observing ISS astronauts for the 10 years previously, very carefully looking at the varying concentrations of CO2. He says, this seems like a very credible piece of work. So you heard it here first, I think. Have you heard it anywhere else? I'm asking our studio audience also. Have you heard it anywhere else? The study for astronauts on the International Space Station and the effect of increasing carbon dioxide as compared to the latest, most technologically sophisticated reports of how much additional carbon dioxide you're breathing in when you're wearing a mask. So you heard it here first, and now Fred's going to get mad at me again. Last week, Fred said, Bob, you got to stop doing the science segments on BEL during the week. You got to save them for Real Science Radio. And it's a good point. You know, you don't want to cherry pick the most interesting information from an upcoming show. But Fred, he's such a nice guy. He won't get mad. So to finish that issue about the Denver Bible Church lawsuit, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, people contacting us, and they think that we just won at the U.S. Supreme Court, which another church north of Denver in Eaton, Colorado, they just won. In fact, their attorney is a friend of ours, Barry Arrington. So here's an email from New Jersey. And wow, Bob, congratulations, Denver Bible Church, the little church that could, does it again, from Michael, northern New Jersey. That's where I grew up. And so I replied, thank you so much, Michael. Yes, this is great news, but it's not us. An attorney friend of ours, Barry Arrington, by the way, he is anti-Darwin, anti-evolution, anti-abortion, and he has previously represented one of our Denver Bible Church members who was assaulted while gathering signatures for one of our personhood amendments. Remember that? The guy who assaulted Everett Stadig in Aurora? KGov.com/Stadig, S-T-A-D-I-G. A stunning account. He was a Democratic operative in Colorado. He was at the governor's mansion for a birthday party. He's tight in with Democratic leadership in the state, an operative. And when our church member, Everett Stadig, was collecting signatures for personhood, this thug, this middle-aged punk, he assaulted Everett. He knocked Everett off his, he was standing one leg over his bicycle. Everett's in his 70s. Knocked him to the ground, sent him to the hospital, severely injured. And I took a photo of Everett in his hospital bed, and you can see how banged up he is. And so it turns out that when they arrested him, and we kept on the police for many weeks to not drop this case, to arrest this guy, when they arrested him, they were able to take his DNA because this was an at-risk adult that he assaulted. And when they took his DNA, they got a hit for open rape cases in Colorado. It turns out that William Costello, this high-level Democratic operative, was a serial rapist. So then they arrested him not only for assaulting our dear friend Everett, who's a spitting image of Abraham Lincoln, who worked for years up at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota as their official Abraham Lincoln lookalike. They finally fired him when he wouldn't stop wearing his pro-life button. Abortion kills children. Good old Abe. What a neat guy. So they arrested him not only for assaulting Everett Stadig, but for these outstanding rape cases, including raping minors. I mean, going up to strangers on a street corner, abducting minors and raping them. And he was on trial, and it was getting toward the end of his trial. He was released every day with an ankle monitor. And he didn't show up one of the last days of the trial. Leslie Hanks, who's the president of American Right to Life, we were reporting on the trial as it was happening. And she calls in. He's not here. He's not in the courtroom. It's now an hour late. It's now an hour and a half. It's 2 hours late. They're looking for him. And the monitor would give off his GPS location. So they found him at the bottom of a tall building in Denver dead. He either was thrown off the building or he jumped. Anyway, he's dead. So Barry Arrington, I know that was another rabbit trail, but quite a rabbit trail. He represented Everett Stadig. And so we have other connections going back many years. So he won this brand new U.S. Supreme Court victory, yet another case for this church in Eaton, north of Denver, toward, you know, Wyoming and Nebraska up there, for the High Plains Harvest Church. It's great that he won. It's fabulous. Of course, we would have liked to have the victory, not because we want the notoriety, but because our case argues that churches have greater liberty than mere commercial interests, whereas Barry's case took the approach that we're equal to businesses. Now, the First Amendment speaks of religious liberty, and regardless of what country, what century, what culture, Worshiping God is right there with your God-given right to life. It's right there. So our case, a bit different, but still it's good for him. And just like plaintiffs, they judge shop, especially the left, right? They're not supposed to, but they judge shop. The Supreme Court, they could plaintiff shop and they could case shop. And so we did send up an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the court took this High Plains case, and congratulations to them. So one other item I mentioned, something interesting about the Denver Bible Church deposit slip from a week ago. It was so unusual. I took a scan of the clip of it at the end, you know, not showing people's names or the account number. And I sent it around. I emailed it out because the deposit, now this is for Denver Bible Church. Denver is the Mile High City, right? Public school teachers in the audience, you could just Google to find out how many feet are in a mile. So the deposit slip comes out to $5,280. Exactly. $5,280, no cents. And one of the checks, for example, it's not like we got two checks, one for $5,000, one for $280. No, there were a lot of checks and cash. One of the checks was for $527. So for the whole thing to total $5,280, it was just it just hit my funny bone and how thankful we are. And it was larger than a normal collection at our homeschool church. Because end of the year, you know, end of the year, people tend to give more. And that's awesome. That helps ministries like Denver Bible Church make it through the rest of the year. Provides a cushion if you have other months during the year when things are a bit slow. But by the way, I mentioned a listener called to complain. And over the years I've described, I'm thinking of one case in particular right now. A longtime listener, longtime supporter of the ministry, an elderly gal from back east. And it turns out that she had mentioned Bob Inyart Live in her will. And when she passed away, her kids called and asked, said, Bob, and I talked to them, Bob, our mother left Bob Inyart Live in her will, but our dad, you know, he does not have a lot of money. He struggles. And this mom, when she had written to us over the years, please pray for our family. As I recall now, it's a few years ago, but not everyone in her family was a Christian, a believer. I think many were, but not all of them. And they said, is it possible that you would forego your interest in our mom's will so that our dad could inherit her money? And so, of course, you know, you think immediately about the family members who reject the Lord, at least at that time so far, and how so many say Christianity is all about money, the church is all about money. So how could we say otherwise? So we said, sure, of course, we're honored to have him receive that. And so one of our callers said, how are we supposed to give? So I don't know the answer to that, but be creative.